In this video, I'm going to give you some tips on getting some quick and easy traffic via Twitter. Now, Twitter is an incredibly important and powerful social media network, and it's one of the largest on the net. It has approximately 316 million monthly active users, and it has about a billion registered users. So, as you can see, it is quite extensive. And if one of your tweets gets retweeted by a prominent user and starts trending, then you could get more traffic than you know what to do with, which isn't a bad problem to have. One way to make sure that you get lots of mentions on Twitter is to make sure that your site has a Follow Us on Twitter button. Or better yet, you can add a Twitter feed to your website. And not only does this make it easy for people to follow you if they want to, but you're also going to be giving them a little taster of the kind of content they can expect if they do follow you. And of course, having a Twitter feed on your website has the added bonus of keeping your website looking active by filling it with new content. So every time you send a tweet on Twitter, it automatically updates your website. A really simple way of accomplishing this is to use the WP Twitter Feeds plugin, which you can install from the WordPress dashboard. And what it does is it basically installs a widget which you can put in the sidebar of your blog, and every time you update your Twitter feed or every time one of the Twitter feeds that you're following gets updated, then it'll automatically update your website as well, and it does save you a lot of time and hassle. You can install it from within the WordPress dashboard, or you can come here to wordpress.org and then do a search for WP Twitter feeds and then just install it in the usual way. You also want to make it easy for people to tweet about your site or your blog, and a good way to do that is to install the Shareaholic Share Buttons plugin on your WordPress blog. And again, you can install this from within the WordPress dashboard, or you can come to wordpress.org and then simply do a search, or go to wordpress.org/plugins/Shareaholic. You should tweet regularly to Twitter, and your tweets should be interesting and they should tie into your blog content. And you should include a link back to the post. A lot of people say that you should use link shorteners when you're tweeting on Twitter, but when you want to get people to link back to your website, you want to include the full URL to help you with your SEO, because that will count as a full link. Now, don't make your tweets salesy. You want to make sure that they have a lot of good, useful information for your Twitter followers, because that way they're more likely to get retweeted. So, what do I mean? Well, let's say you have a weight loss blog where you review different weight loss products and then sell them as an affiliate. Let's look at a bad example of a bad tweet. You could say something like, "Get ready for summer with this cool diet aid," and then you've got the URL, #supplements, #fitness, #fatburning. Well, that's very salesy, and people know that if they click on the link and go to your blog, they're just going to get a sales pitch, something that they don't really want. People don't like to be sold to. They like to have information so that they can make an informed decision, but something that's a blatant sales pitch is going to get ignored. So how can you change that? Well, let's take a look at this other example here. You could tweet something like, "This could certainly help me lose my spare tire if this works on humans." And then the URL, #supplements, #fitness, #fatburning. Well, that invokes people's curiosity. People are going to think, if what works on humans? And they might be more inclined to click the article link just out of curiosity. And then they can read the article, and it should be an informative article, not a sales page. And then they may well buy the affiliate product. Another way to get traffic is to retweet tweets from other users that are relevant to your niche, because then that keeps your Twitter feed full of lots of different information. And of course, if you retweet people's tweets, they may well reciprocate and retweet your tweets. Something else that you can do is to use automated tools to keep your Twitter feed active. Now, one way you can really save time when you're updating Twitter is to automate it using a service like Buffer. And what Buffer does is it lets you write a whole bunch of tweets in one go. So whenever you have the time, you can sit down and you can write a whole bunch of tweets ahead of time. And then Buffer will schedule them to be tweeted to your Twitter account at predefined intervals. So you don't have to do your Twitter tweeting in the here and now. You can actually plan it ahead of time and then slowly have the tweets posted automatically so that you don't have to devote a lot of time to Twitter. You can sort of schedule your time much more efficiently. And you can find out more about it at buffer.com. Bear in mind that Twitter works best and generates the most traffic when it's used in conjunction with other social media as part of a larger campaign.